clap your hands, cause Granny is here. Everybody, I'm Granny Norbach. Clap your hands, cause Granny is here. Everybody, it's Granny time. Hello, my lovelies, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Granny Norbach Show. I'm here with Engelbert the Parrot. Say hello, Engelbert. And Bales the Robot's here too. Say hello, Bales the Robot.
Hello, everybody.
Well, today we're going to be talking about biscuits. We're going to be finding out what your favourite biscuits are, and also lots of information about record-breaking biscuits. So to start the show, I'm going to play you one of my songs. This song's about something I like to do. This song's about baking, because I love nothing more than making my own biscuits. Here's my song, Bake.
Pouring some sugar and a little melted butter, mix it up into a gooey paste. Add some eggs and some flour with a pinch of baking powder. Nothing ever goes to waste. We can bake, bake, bake another yummy cake. We can bake. Soggy bottoms in this place. Spread the jam, get the icing, cause it's ready for the slicing. Lick your lips, cause it's time to taste. We can bake.
Lovelies, that sound means we've got another song request. This time it's from Stradbrook Primary School in Sheffield. Now, Stradbrook is a lovely school, and I know that the head teacher there, Mr. Sitch, he is the double of the pop singer Daniel Bedingfield. And the deputy head teacher, Mr. Rash, he is the double of the TV personality and former X Factor contestant, Ryland. Everybody at Stradbrook Primary is wanting to say a big hello to Mr. Sitch and Mr. Rash. And we've been told that the pair of them are officially the Lighthouse Family's number one fans. So here's a song by the Lighthouse Family just for those wonderful gentlemen, Mr. Sitch and Mr. Rash. I hope you like it, boys.
Say it's true, pink and blue, I can share your situation. Keeping hold on our emotions, will only make us cry. And you'll go, I know, but you know it ain't so serious anyway. sun's gonna shine on everything you do. We left you black and blue without a word of explanation, and he took your love for granted, and he left you high and dry. But you know, someday, well, you want. Gonna shine on everything.
Can you hear the ocean waves? I think I can. Which means it's time for our weekly visit to Captain Oddsocks and the lovely Mabel the Mermaid for this week's edition of Good Morning Shipmates.
Ahar, me hearties. It's all about biscuits this week.
The word biscuit means twice cooked in Latin, but many countries, including the USA, know biscuits as cookies.
Pirates and sailors were some of the first people to realise how amazing biscuits were.
Is that so?
Yeah. In the 15th and 16th century, hard dry biscuits were taken on long sea voyages, as they didn't go off or need to be refrigerated.
They can't have been good for your teeth.
They were not. That's why I ain't got many left.
There are some amazing biscuit world records too. The most cream biscuits eaten in a minute is 7.
I reckon I could eat more than that.
The longest time a biscuit was dunked in tea before it broke is 5 minutes and 17 seconds.
And the heaviest biscuit ever made was an Oreo that weighed 73.4 kilograms.
That's nearly 11 stone and 8 pounds for people like Granny Norbag who don't do kilograms.
So join us next week for another exciting edition of Good Morning Shipmates.
Brian and Janice celebrated their 21st wedding anniversary on the 1st of May. I know this request has been a little bit late, but it's better late than never. And they've requested a song that they danced to on their wedding day. Here's Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with You're All I Need to Get By.
One look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead.
Come on, baby.
Always there in time of need.
So
kisses next. For you, I'll do my best. Stand by it like a tree, and dare anybody to try and move me.
Darling, in you I found strength where I was torn down. Don't know what's in store, but together we can open any door. Just
baby,
do what's good for you.
Come on, darling,
and inspire you.
You have been sending in your biscuit jokes this week. I've had some really funny ones, but these three stood out. Bobby, age 10, sent me this one. What's crunchy and says meow? A biscat. I love that one, Bobby, thank you. Tom, age 9, sent me this one. What do you call a biscuit that's terrible at playing the guitar? A dodgy jammer. Oh, that one is funny, did make me chuckle. And finally, I got this one from Joe, aged 11. Why did the biscuit cry? Because his mum had been a wafer too long. Do you get it? A wafer. Oh, I love all your jokes. Keep sending your jokes, your song requests, and your dedications to me through my social media sites, my email, that's grannynobag@yahoo.com, or through the contact page on my website, www.grannynorbag.co.uk. Wath Victoria Primary School have been in touch with me, and they've requested a song by George Ezra for all the parents and children at the school. They want to let the children know that they're missing them very, very much, and they can't wait until it's safe for them to come back to school. So this one, for my friends at Wath Victoria School, it's a song just for you.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focused EOU. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. And give me one good reason why I should never make a change. And baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run. Oh, to you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo. You, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh,
I'd leave it all back.
Ooh, it's the disco bag ringtone. Who's ringing me now? It's Fox the Leprechaun.
Hello, Granny Narbag. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Fox. How's everything in the Leprechaun Village?
Oh, it's all grand. I'm ringing about the biscuits. My favourite ones are your Shamrock Shortbreads. Do you remember the time when they were all stolen and you managed to solve the mystery?
Oh, let's go back in time and see what happened. Say the magic words with me at home. Come on. I wish upon these magic dentures for a truly amazing adventure. Come on, boys and girls, mums and dads, say the magic words with me. I wish upon these magic dentures for a truly amazing adventure.
Granny Narbag, they've all gone. All 12 dozen of the Shamrock Shortbreads. Someone has eaten them all.
Don't worry, dear. I'll get to the bottom of this.
I have got three suspects. The dastardly Dr. Tulis.
It wasn't me. I was too busy capturing pop stars and plotting world domination.
Or it could have been the 8-foot cave troll.
Cave troll not eat biscuits. Cave troll too busy shouting at everyone.
Or maybe it was Captain Adsax, terror of the seven seas.
Arr, ye be wrong. I've been too busy catching up with me reading.
So, Granny Narbag, they all deny it. If only someone could solve this mystery.
Leave it to me. Years spent gossiping at the shops with my friend Beryl and watching everyone from behind my curtains makes me perfect to solve this mystery. Well, the obvious choice is the cave troll, because she's always terrorising you leprechauns in the village. But it can't have been her, because she was chasing me all night.
Cave troll chase old woman with pink hair.
And Dr. Tulnus was trying to steal biscuits, but the banned limp biscuit. And not the edible kind.
Ah, you thwarted my evil plans once again, Granny Norbag.
Then it must have been Captain Adsax.
No, no.
You would think so, but no. Mabel the Mermaid confirms Captain Adsax was reading his favourite book, The Princess and the Fluffy Unicorn, all night. And mermaids never lie.
I wasn't reading about princesses and unicorns. I was reading about pirate adventures. Yarr!
Of course you were, dear. But Captain Oddsox clearly did not steal these biscuits.
So, who did steal the biscuits?
Elementary, my dear leprechaun. No footprints were left beside the biscuit tin. Nobody saw the thief come into or out of your door. And he would have got away with it too, if he hadn't left this clue behind. A feather. Engelbert stole all those biscuits, flew away with them, and ate the lot. You naughty, naughty parrot. No birdseed ice cream for you tonight. Now, Fox, dear, I baked you some more biscuits. Go and share them with everybody.
Yes, I forgot how much Engelbert loved them too.
He does. I have to hide them. He's so cheeky, but I do love him.
Good boy, Granny. I'll see you another time. Take care.
Toodlepip. Oh, such a lovely friend to me is Fox. Now, a pupil called Shanice at Woosburgh Common Primary School in Barnsley really caught my attention this week with a fabulous piece of writing that she did. I got in touch with Shanice and asked her if she wanted to request a song. She's chosen a song by Rihanna called Diamond because, she says, that her mum used to sing it to her when she was a little girl, and she thinks everybody now is shining like a diamond. Well, you know what, Shanice? I agree with you 100%. Sit back and enjoy this lovely song.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star I see, a vision of. I'm alive, we're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would become one right away. Oh, right away. At first sight I felt the energy of some rays. I saw the life inside.
So shine bright tonight. You and I, we're beautiful.
It's the Dastardly, Dr. Toonless, back again with an evil plan.
Can't you take up knitting or something instead?
No, I enjoy capturing bands, pop stars, and trapping them in my evil lair.
So, who have you trapped this week?
Aha! This week, I've got this pop star trapped in my prison. And they're shining my shoes while I eat custard creams.
Oh, I love a custard cream.
So do I, with a nice cup of tea. But enough of this chitter-chatter. Do you want a clue?
Oh, go on then, dear.
Only one clue this week. He used to be in a band, but they could only move in one direction. Sign of the Times and Adore You are in his hits collection.
Oh, I've got it. Is it Gary Barlow?
No, it's not. I'll give you time to sing Girl in Our Bag, but one more wrong and this pop star is mine forever.
Oh, while I'm thinking, I'm going to play you a song. This one is one from the Hit Parade.
If you don't want to see me, did a full 180, crazy, thinking about the way I was. Did the heartbreak change me? Maybe, but look at where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. Show up, don't come out. Don't start caring about me now. Walk away, you know how. Don't start caring about me now. Aren't you the guy who tried to hurt me with the word goodbye? Though it took some time to survive you, I'm better on the other side.
This again.
Yes, Girl in Our Bag, it is I, Dr. Julius. Do you give in, or have you got the answer?
I'm not sure. Oh, shout it out, everyone. I've got my hearing aid detectors turned up to full volume. Hang on. I've got it. It's Harry Styles.
You've done it again. You stopped me in my tracks.
Never mind, dear. You'd better let him go.
I'd let him go. But it's not so bad. He's giving me one of his floral shirts, so at least I look stylish while I'm being evil. Until next time.
So to celebrate his freedom, here's a song by Harry Styles. Grandma Lynn from Macclesfield have been in touch to request a song for their granddaughters, Tink and Fliss. They say they're missing their granddaughters very much, but enjoy seeing them every day on Skype. Now, Tink and Fliss are big fans of the Frozen films, so I've chosen a song from Frozen for you. Engelbert, if I was a character in Frozen, which one would I be? The Abominable Snow Gran? Oh, you are cheeky. I better play this record. So, Tink and Fliss, this song is just for you. Okay,
can I just say something crazy?
I love crazy.
All my life has been a series of doors in my face. And then suddenly I bump into you.
I was thinking the same thing. Because, like, I've been searching my whole life to find my own place. And maybe it's the party talking or the chocolate fondue.
But with you,
I found my place.
I see your face, and it's nothing like I've ever known before. Love is an open door. Love is an open door.
With you,
love is an open door.
mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
That's what I was gonna say.
I've never met someone who thinks so much like me.
Jinx! Jinx again!
Our mental synchronization can have but one explanation.
You
and I
were
just meant to be.
Love is an open door. Love is an open door. Life can be so much more
with you.
With you.
With you.
With you.
Love is an open
door.
Can I say something crazy? Will you marry me?
Can I say something even crazier? Yes!
And now it's time for Bales the Robot and I to present you with our number of the week.
Number of the week.
This week's number of the week is the number 3.
The number 3 is I in Roman numerals.
Someone who scores 3 goals in a game of football is said to score a hat trick.
There are 3 Back to the Future films. I love those.
A three-sided shape is called a triangle.
3 babies born at once are called triplets.
Tom Jones, Ronan Keating and Pixie Lott have all had 3 number one songs on the Hit Parade.
News just in. Granny Norbag had 3 cups of tea during yesterday's Emmerdale.
I did. And now here's a song by the 3 Degrees. A song with a very special message. One that we should all listen to at this time. It's called Take Good Care of Yourself.
Thank you.
Now we've got another travel report from my alien friend Huntressa. She's visiting all of the planets in our solar system. Last week we learned all about the Sun. And this week she's been visiting the planet Mercury.
I've had a really interesting time on the planet Mercury this week and discovered so much about it. The planet is the smallest in the solar system and is about a third of the size of your Earth. It has more craters than any other planet and is covered in wrinkles too. On Mercury, you only weigh 38% of what you do on Earth because the force of gravity is different here. Mercury cannot support human life as it is too hot, has no water, and has no breathable air. The planet Mercury is named after the Roman god Mercury, who was a messenger to the gods. The name is a good fit too, because Mercury the god travels so fast delivering messages, and the planet zooms quickly around the sun. A year on Mercury is only 88 Earth days. So, Granny Norbeck, this means you'd be almost 358 years old if you lived here. I've loved visiting Mercury, and I'll be back next week to tell you about my visit to Venus.
Oh, we've just got that noise again. That noise means that we've got a song request. And this time it's from Mrs. Hill and all the team at Lawton Junior and Infant School. Mrs. Hill says to the children that she's missing you all lots and hopes to see you all again very, very soon. Take care and stay safe, everybody. Now, Mrs. Hill's requested for you the song from the Trolls movie. It's by Justin Timberlake and it's called Can't Stop the Feeling. I can't stop going to Tutloo, so I'm just going to pop to Tutloo while this song plays for you. Toodle-pip!
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance. I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling, so just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling, so just dance, dance, dance. Come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. So high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that. You, when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling, so just dance. So just dance, dance, dance.
feeling.
Got this feeling in my body.
Ooh. Ooh, Bales, we've been getting lots of people sending in their messages about biscuits, haven't we?
Yes, we have, Granny Norbag.
Let's read some of them out. Katie Lee says that her favourite biscuits are Jammy Dodgers. I can't argue with you there, Katie Lee. They are most delicious. The only problem that I have is that once I've opened a packet of Jammy Dodgers, I eat them all up ever so quickly. Fry has been in touch to say that he loves chocolate digestives, but only the milk chocolate ones. If he gets a dark chocolate digestive, he doesn't like it. Well, Bri, if you get any dark chocolate digestives, you know where to send them, because I'll eat them, I promise. Samantha likes to dunk 5 rich tea fingers in her cup of tea at once. Samantha, that's just dirty. If them biscuits go into that cuppa, they're going to be stuck there and you're going to have to get a spoon to spoon them out.
I don't know.
Tamara sounds ever so posh. She likes individually wrapped vanilla crunch biscuits. Ooh, fancy. You sound like you'd fit in with Mrs. Snooty Pants and all her fine lady friends. And finally, we've got James, who says he loves a Jaffa cake with a cup of tea. Oh, I'm sorry, James, but a Jaffa cake is not a biscuit. People who say that Jaffa cakes are biscuits make me really angry. In fact, James, you're taking the biscuit by saying that a Jaffa cake is a biscuit. Oh, I'm going to have to play a record I've got myself ever so cross. A Jaffa cake is a cake, not a biscuit. I hope you enjoy this record. I'm off to calm down.
Naughty boys in nasty schools, headmasters breaking all the rules, having fun and playing fools, smashing up the woodwork tools. All the teachers in the pub, passing round the ready rub, trying not to think of when the lunchtime bell will ring again. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at the time it seemed so bad, trying different ways to make a difference too. The headmasters had enough today. Gone to fight with next door school. Every turn that is the rule. Sits alone and vents his cane. Same old backsides again. All the small ones tell two tales. Walking home and squashing snails. Oh, what fun we had. But did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had. But at that time it seemed so bad. Trying different ways to make the difference through the days. Noise, playing football in the park, kicking push bikes after dark. Baggy trousers, dirty shirt, pulling hair and eating dirt. Teacher comes to breaking up, back of the end with a plastic cup. Oh, what fun we had, but did it really turn out bad? All I learned at school was how to bend not break the rule. Oh, what fun we had, but at that time it seemed so bad. Trying different ways to make a difference through the day.
Now I'm just about to make myself a lovely cup of tea. Oh, it's Mrs. Snooty Pants, the posh lady I clean for. She lives in a massive mansion called Snooty Pants Manor. I wonder what she wants today. Hello, Mrs. Snooty Pants.
Ah, Granny Norbag, you're there. I've got a bone to pick with you.
You have?
Well, yes, of course I have. But why else would I be calling, Now, I have a video conference call with all my fine lady friends in half an hour. And guess what? I haven't got anything at all decent to wear. All my fine clothes need cleaning.
Have you tried putting them in the washing machine?
Oh, of course I have. Ghastly thing. I put the clothes in and order it to work. I even shouted it sometimes like I do to you, and it still does nothing.
Oh, you poor thing. You could always wear your lounging jeans and a denim shirt. My friend Breeder says double denim is all the rage this year.
Well, not so much for a fine lady like myself. No, I could not possibly wear that. Now, what would Lady Fuzzberry say?
I've got it. Just before lockdown, I cleaned and ironed your fancy pink ball gown. You know, the one that you wore to the palace.
Oh. My pink silk chiffon ball gown worth over £10,000. I'd forgotten about that.
Yes, that's the one. Go on, it's in the wardrobe in the Duchess suite. Go and put it on with your finest hat.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. I'm so excited, so excited. Oh, look at me. Oh, I look so fabulous. I'll be the envy of all the fine ladies on Zoom.
Now, Mrs. Snooty Pants, I've got you a special treat.
For me? Oh, how wonderful.
We're talking all things biscuits today, and I know how much you love my ginger biscuits. So I'm sending Engelbert with some...
Oh, look, he's here. I can see him. He's right above me. Drop them, Engelbert. Come on, Engelbert, I can catch. I used to be the captain of the lacrosse team in my school days, you know. Drop them.
No, wait.
Oh.
I meant to tell you, I turned the ginger biscuits into a sloppy, gooey lemon cheesecake.
My fine lady gown. Oh, my hat. It's ruined. I'm covered in... sloppy, gooey lemon cheesecake. Oh, what will Lady Fuzzberry say? Oh, Engelbert!
Oh, have a lovely catch-up with your friends, Lady Snooty Pants. And we've got another request. This time, it's from Auntie Carly. And it's to wish her 7-year-old niece, Sophie, a happy birthday. And just for you, Sophie, here's Little Mix.
Yeah. can be broken. One drop should be enough. Boy, you belong to me. I got the recipe. And it's cold, and it's cold, and it's cold.
And we've reached the end of this week's show. The hour once again has gone so, so fast. So join me next week when we'll be talking about dinosaurs. And if you've got any dinosaur jokes or facts that you'd like to share on next week's show, don't forget to get in touch via my website at www.grannynobag.co.uk. I'll leave you again with my song for goodbye. It's Toodle
Pip. Had some fun on my adventures, made some friends along the way. Wishing on my magic dentures, that's the way I like to play. I say Toodle Pip, Toodle Pip, Toodle Pip. You say Toodle Pip till the next time. I say Toodle Pip, Toodle Pip, Toodle Pip. You say Toodle Pip, my word for goodbye. Engelbert just keeps on squawking. I think it's time he had his tea. The sun is setting, now I'm yawning because my bed is calling me. I say Toodle Pip, Toodle Pip, Toodle Pip. You say Toodle Pip, so long cheerio. I say Toodle Pip, Toodle Pip, Toodle Pip. You say Toodle Pip. It's the end of the show.
The Granny Norbag Show is a joint Granny Norbag and Tuned In Music School production, starring Granny Norbag, Engelbert, William Price, Amy Fitzpatrick, Stephanie Lee, John Ryan, and Tony Woodcock.